in the Democratic primary, of course, it's considerably lower because they have, I believe, only about three contested races on their ballot. So whereas at the same time 4 years ago, they were looking at about 2,700 voters, we're only looking at 293 right now. So we're seeing a much lower turnout. I think that's tied to the presidential election as much as anything, because they don't have a contested race looking for a candidate there, and they did 4 years ago.
Okay, and now do you think the time of year, the early voting is at a different time this year than it was during the last presidential election? Do you think that has any effect, and if so, what kind of effect it has?
You know, I do. Fortunately, we are seeing a stronger turnout on the Republican ticket this year because we have so many contested races, and I think that's what's pushing it there, because those numbers are actually higher at this point right now than they were 4 years ago, even though we were trying to determine a presidential election. But we've got five or six contested races on the Republican ballot, and I think that's what's pushing it. They've actually gone up to almost 2,900 so far voting, compared to 2,246 4 years ago. But this is a very busy time for people. This is the last 2 weeks of school, and you've got graduation, you've got finals. Of course, the students are gone from A&M as a whole, you know, for the majority. And so we're not seeing that influx of the student population voting. And we're coming upon a holiday weekend. Election Day is the day right after a holiday weekend. And so many people start their vacation right after school is out. I think it's going to be a problem.
So you think? Do you think with you know, having that holiday before the election day, that it's going to affect the and just make the numbers even smaller?
It's a concern. I know it's been voiced. Many election officials across the state have voiced their concern about the fact that, you know, even if people aren't going on vacation, they've got a 3-day weekend, you know, and they're coming back to work and they're going to work, and just thinking about going to vote on the 29th is not necessarily going to be their focus, I'm afraid. That's one positive to seeing, you know, some of the turnout that we're seeing in the early voting.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that I missed or anything that you'd like to add about the numbers?
No, it's just it's interesting to see that the Republican primary numbers are higher at this point. We were very concerned that it was going to be a major negative impact, but evidently all of the local races that are contested, it does seem to be pulling people out, and that's great.
And so do you think that you said just the number of contested races is the reason you think for the increase in numbers in the Republican side?
I think so, because, I mean, it's if you consider they're not only choosing a candidate for presidency for November, but we're looking at a new U.S. senator and U.S. representative. You know, our congressman is in a contested race. Also, we've got both of our state reps, and we're looking at a new state senator. And that doesn't even count the local district attorney race, which is, you know, a very heated race. And so I just think that the number of people and the number and the volume of races that are really going to impact people, you know, on a day-to-day basis, this is personal. I think that's pushing the numbers right now.